I'm Karen Shamas, and these are the AP International News headlines. Israeli forces have seized the Gaza side of the Rafah border crossing with Egypt. Israel has moved forward with an offensive in the southern Gaza city, even as ceasefire negotiations with Hamas remain fragile. Meanwhile, Israel's military also carried out a flurry of strikes and bombardment across Rafah overnight, killing over 20 Palestinians, including many women and children. In the Netherlands, police broke up a pro-Palestinian demonstration at the University of Amsterdam, arresting 125 activists. Video from the scene showed police beating some of the protesters and putting down tents. Vladimir Putin has begun his fifth term as Russian leader at a glittering Kremlin inauguration. Putin will be president for another 6 years until 2030. A building which was under construction has collapsed in South Africa, leaving several workers dead and dozens more missing. I'm Karen Shamas.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.